WRHI.
Good Wednesday morning. I tell ya. Oh, that's something else. Okay, I got it right. It's Wednesday. It's April 27th. Glad to have you with us right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer. Lucas McFadden is on assignment, but I'm super excited and I'm not too lonely because I got show people in studio. Super happy to have the opportunity to meet Darren Patterson. You are the drama teacher at York Prep Academy, and he has brought along Allie Ayer. I like the way you say that. Ayer. Okay. You are familiar with the stage. You've done many productions at York Prep Academy and probably other places as well. And joining you, Anna Moore. And you are kind of getting into this thing we call theater. This is your first opportunity to perform at York Prep Academy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're learning as you go. Now, I know, Allie, what year are you at school?
I'm a senior, so 12th grade.
12th grade. And Anna?
Also a senior.
I love it. So this is your first show, and you're a senior.
Yes, ma'am.
This is something that is so great about the theater, because no matter what grade you're in, no matter if you're, you know, played sports, no matter what, you audition, and if you resonate with that part, very likely you get the opportunity to be that person on stage. Now, Darren, the name of this performance, this play that you're doing, the show, what is it?
Well, we're bringing live theater back to YPA for the first time since 2019, when we had been closed down because of the pandemic. It was the day before we were going to do our first night of Tech Week, which was going to then become our dress rehearsal slash recorded performance.
And what was that show?
That was going to be Up the Down Staircase by Bill Kaufman.
Oh, okay.
And so got the call Sunday night saying, we're closed down tomorrow. After months and months of preparation, we actually start in December with the auditions. We start actually working on the production in January. And this was March 19th, if I remember.
Wow.
A day will live in infamy with all of us.
I can only imagine because of, you know, the emotional connection that you not only have with the part that you're playing, the job that you're doing, whether it's, technical work on the outside or just the cast that comes together. And that's supposed to be that moment. And yet that moment couldn't happen because of COVID. What have you seen in your students? What has been their takeaway from that experience to 2022 and your opening tomorrow night?
There is so much energy. It is electric. And to get back to the answer of your question, what show we're doing this year, it's The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde. I don't know that much about it. Tell me about it.
It is set in Victorian England.
I like that.
In 1895.
I like that.
And because of the setting, sometimes people do it in a more modern day style, but we actually spoke with the theater director at Belmont Abbey College up in Belmont, North Carolina, and the Abbey players are allowing us to borrow their costumes.
Okay, so we're talking costumes from the 1800s?
Yes. We're talking period era costumes for the very first time. We are having costumes that will fit that. We did Cheaper by the Dozen back in 2016, I believe it was.
I think so.
And the costumes were set along that line, but they weren't custom made, and these were custom made for that time period.
Wow, they are the real deal. Yes. This is also, I love the sense of community that you have, you know, because when you, the arts bring people together.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Belmont Abbey. They had the costumes.
Yep.
Their willingness to share for you all to experience that is another just positive connection, positive thing that you'll remember about this show. Now, tell me, Allie, about your character. Who do you play?
I play the Honorable Gwendolyn Fairfax.
Oh, just
yes.
The way you say that, as you lifted your shoulders and did the little, like, uppity nose. Okay.
Yes.
Honorable.
She is very honorable, very prim and pris. But definitely a lot of the characters are a little airheaded, I would like to say.
They had that back in the 1800s? a little flighty?
They speak as if they know everything, but when you really, like, think and, like, listen to a lot of the words, a lot of what we're saying is very contradictory and very silly.
Okay.
When you really listen to the lines.
Yes.
So she's really fun to play because I get to act all serious and fancy. And I'm saying very silly things.
Well, I love that. So this is a play. And so there's a message through the story of.
Yeah.
So what will be our takeaway in terms of that message?
I would say honesty.
Honesty?
Maybe.
Okay.
Honesty is the best policy. Unfortunately, most of the characters don't seem to realize this.
No.
So they sort of get themselves into situations by not telling the truth.
Yes,
exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, so.
You have two characters who happen to be the smartest of the bunch,
uh-huh.
And they are the servants.
Yes. Yeah.
The rest of them are dingbats and knuckleheads,
yes.
Straight forward.
Yes.
They are upper class.
Oh, my.
They think they know everything.
Oh, my.
And they act as if they do, but they don't have a clue.
This is great. So the audience has a perspective of being able to see the just intelligence and common sense in the servants. And yet those who are maybe perceived from society as, you know, influencers are really kind of shallow.
Yeah.
Kind of dumb, right? So, wow, this seems like a timeless message. You know, we can say a lot in terms of just what we know today, but learning it through a play, sometimes we hear it more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your part, Anna.
I play the sweet Cecily Cardew, who is Jack's, who's also Ernest.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
So you are also, are you of the upper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you two friends within the play?
Well,
that's a fun question.
Yeah. Are you?
We talked about, you know, they're very shallow, you said.
Uh-huh.
I like that word.
Uh-huh.
We're friends.
Are you frenemies? A little bit.
That would be a good way to put it.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good way.
That would be a very good modern take on that.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
How many are in the cast?
9.
Yeah.
Wow. So I can imagine.
It's a small cast.
It's very small.
And it makes it so much simpler to work with a small cast. Plus, over the time that they've been working, they've grown so close. You've got students who are in 7th and 8th grade, because we do middle school and high school combined. So you've got 7th and 8th graders who are now interacting with seniors in high school, learning from them, and that camaraderie, we've become a family.
You really do.
We do.
And you will never forget this moment. It's just bonding in the best of ways because, you know, in life, sometimes you're the teacher, sometimes you're the student, sometimes you're both, but there's always something to learn. Where is this taking place? The location that you're performing in. Is it in your school?
It is. It's at our student union gymnasium.
Okay. Perfect.
And for someone to purchase tickets, we're going to be selling them at the door, but they can also go on gofan.co, look up York Prep Patriots, and the three performances, they're all featured at the top.
Wonderful.
There's a specific link to it, but it's a little convoluted to be able to spell it out. So that's why that's probably the best way to do it. The tickets are $10 for general admission. And for students, no matter where they're from, for senior citizens, and for YPA faculty and staff, it's $5.
Right.
And we do this as a way to give back to our community as well as to promote what we're doing.
Awesome. I again, it's when you talk about the arts, when you talk about theater, it's just, I don't know, we all come together, and those that you may not have met under any other circumstances, like an eighth grader, you might not meet that person, but you come together, you do a show together, you bond, you become a family. Darren Patterson, great job. York Prep Academy. The importance of being earnest. It actually opens tomorrow night.
Correct.
What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on tomorrow is Thursday.
Right.
It'll also play Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And then a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday.
And then we close.
Yes.
Yep.
And we'll get to see on stage, of course, Allie Ayer and Anna Moore. You ladies did a great job. Thank you. Are you going to prom?
We already went to prom.
Oh, you already went to prom. How was it?
It was amazing.
I'm so happy that you're safe. What color was your dress?
It was red.
Red. And yours?
Green.
Oh, okay. Well, I just had to ask that because of prom pledge and everything. So what advice would you give young people in terms of just the night of the prom and being safe? You are here today. Obviously, you made good decisions. But what do you feel like needs to be heard to young people?
Definitely always communicate. With your parents, with your teachers, with your friends, you know, there's always going to be people who make decisions that you disagree with, and you just need to communicate, I don't want to do that. That's not my goal.
I love that. Stand strong. Anna?
And I would say not only watch out for yourself, but for your friends. You know, make sure that they don't get into a situation that they can't get out of, or just help them out.
I love that. The buddy system.
Yes.
There you go.
Definitely.